This is The View Beyond Pluto with WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto. I'm Amanda Rabinowitz. So, Terry, it was interesting that the Cavs had a 12-game losing streak. They get a win, snap it, and it's against the Lakers. So you think, oh, that's LeBron's team.
Exactly. And there's the Cavs without Kevin Love, without Larry Nance Jr.
Right.
You know, Rodney Hood's had a bad foot. He's playing. Tristan Thompson's on a knee that's not 100%. Yeah, the Lakers don't have LeBron, but the Lakers are playing at home. The Cavs can't beat anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But what happened?
The Cavs won.
Cavs won.
Snapped their 12-game losing streak.
Right. So I started thinking, these teams that have LeBron, they get addicted to LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know how to handle it when LeBron's not there. So this got me looking at, what was the Cavs' record without LeBron?
In the last 4 years that he was
right here.
Right.
Now, his final year, he played every game. So that's up. So the first three, 4-18. Because I remember writing, you can't win a game without LeBron. You got Kyrie Irving, because they had Kyrie Irving and Kevin Love some of those years.
Mm-hmm.
And you can't win any games here? But you get so used to being dependent on LeBron. The Lakers are now 3-7 without him.
But that just goes to show you, I mean, they were a bad team before he arrived this season.
Right, and you just show up being a bad team without him.
And yeah.
The Cavs were the worst team over the previous 4 years when LeBron was playing in Miami, and now what happens? They're the worst team in the NBA. They always talk about franchise players.
Yeah.
I don't think there's ever been quite a franchise player like LeBron James where you could chart, you know, where he was in Cleveland the first time. Now, they didn't win a title, but they were contenders for several years. Goes to Miami, 4 years in a row to the finals.
Mm-hmm.
Two titles. He leaves Miami. Now, they've actually not fallen off a cliff like the other teams, but nobody talks about Miami being a contender since LeBron left,
right,
you know, 5 years later. Cavs goes there 4 years in a row. They go to the Eastern Conference Finals. They win a title. Now with the Lakers, when he was playing, I think they had like the fourth best record in the Western Conference trending upward. He pulls a groin muscle, which, by the way, is interesting. You know, this guy never has really had big injuries.
I was going to bring that up. What does that mean? Is he really starting to show his age out there?
Well, in terms of performance, no, but maybe his body is finally breaking down after playing all these minutes. I think he's number 5 on the all-time minutes played list when you factor in playoff minutes and everything else. It could be, because, you know, I'm trying to remember the last time he ever missed time with a pulled muscle of some sort.
Yeah. He had some back issues.
That was a big one there. And frankly, some of those games he missed, they just benched him.
Right.
You know, they're just giving him a night off, or he would twist an ankle, maybe miss a game. So I'm be curious to see, you know, how he comes back. The tough thing, whether it's a hamstring or a groin pull, you feel great walking around. You look good, but you go out and play, and those stops and starts get you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's 34 now, Amanda.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're looking at, he came out in 2003. I think the only guys left from that draft still playing are Dwayne Wade and Kyle Korver.
Wow, really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then you think about, you know, his teams always make it deep in the playoffs, all those extra games every year.
Exactly. I mean, you're playing, you know, 22 extra games, and some people say it's almost like playing 40 because the playoff games are so much more intense. You're playing more minutes. And so that's why, again, it's all piled up. But, I mean, I didn't expect the Lakers to play as well as they did with him.
Mm-hmm.
But he went out, and they had a kind of rough first week or two, and they started winning.
Exactly.
And then he's not playing, they're losing.
And it just shows, it just points right to him. There's no other explanation.
And it's funny, they go, well, it's hard to play with him and all that. Well, yeah, he yells at you and maybe don't get the ball as much. But do you want to win?
Yeah.
I mean, if you really want to win, playing with LeBron is a very good, that's the bus you want to get on.
Mm.
You know, yeah, drive your own bus and, you know, you just go right into a ditch. I mean, we've seen that. I mean, it'd be interesting to see what the Celtics do without Kyrie. Kyrie without LeBron. You know, now last year, Boston actually went to the Final Four, lost to Cleveland, but Kyrie had been hurt.
Yeah.
You know. So we'll see there, you know, because Kyrie thought, hey, you know, I could be a franchise player and everything too. Well, we'll see, you know, what goes on there, because there's really nobody that I could think of like LeBron. Of course, Michael Jordan didn't change teams. You know, he spent his whole career with the Bulls. Mm. Magic Johnson spent his whole career with the Lakers. So we never saw a chance for them to go somewhere and start over. Well, you know, LeBron, Cleveland, Miami, Cleveland, Lakers. So this is his fourth kind of version of LeBron. And never did he go to any team that actually at that point had been winning.
Yeah.
I mean, Miami was okay, like around 500. Mm-hmm. But it's not like he went to a team that was playing in the Final Four, playing in the finals before he got there. He's the one that took him there.
Mm. Interesting. How much one player.
Right, and then we turn around and see, all right, so the Cavs now are rebuilding. You know, waiting on Kevin Love to come back from his toe surgery, maybe end of January. You know, they're playing Colin Sexton. And basically everything they planned went wrong.
Yeah.
It really did.
It did.
Because, you know, they helped to get off to a decent start. First, Tyronn Lue was just in the dumps. He did not want to deal with life without LeBron. I mean, I've never seen a guy open a season with six straight losses and they never had a lead in the second half.
Yeah.
So they've changed coaches. You know, Love gets hurt four games into the season. They won a couple of games with Tristan Thompson playing well and he got hurt. You know, it's just a bunch of injuries. Larry Nance had the best month of his career in December. And then he strained his knee early in January. People talk about, well, the Cavs are tanking. They didn't have to tank. Everything fell apart. You know,
right.
In other words, tanking, lose a bunch of games to try and get more ping pong balls and a higher pick. So that's what it is. When you have LeBron, you're playing for a title. When you don't have LeBron, most of the time you're playing for ping pong balls.
Okay. And I'm sure the Lakers are hoping he gets well quickly here.
Well, that'll shut up those guys that think it's hard on the Lakers, think it's hard to play with LeBron.
Yeah, right.
I mean, if I'm the coach, go, you couldn't even beat the Cavs.
Yeah, right. All right, Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU sports commentator Terry Pluto.